Praise the Lord. There shall be breakthrough. And there shall be open doors. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's admonish one another with one scripture that the Lord just laid in my heart as I was walking into the auditorium. And it's in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7. Everybody, if you know how to read, let's read it together. Shall we go? For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, say he to thee, that his heart is not with thee. Praise God. But that, the context of that scripture is clear. But I want to pick that first statement there. He said, as he thinketh. And I think another scripture says, a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, you are a product of what you think. You are a product of your thoughts. Listen very well. It will help somebody here. Whatever you will be, it starts from what you think. First of yourself. Whatever you think of yourself, that is who you will be. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think that you cannot make it, you will never make it. But if all your thought is positive thought that you will make it, nothing can stop you. So what is in your mind? What are you thinking about as far as this breakthrough thing is concerned? As you think, that is how you will be. There's somebody here that needs to change your way of thinking so that your life can be better than it is now. There is something about determination. And determination comes only from the way you think about yourself. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think you cannot make it, inferiority complex. If you ever think that this is the level you will remain, that is that level you will remain. Because you will not be able to do the things that will move you out from that level. You are satisfied with the level that you are in. One thing with man, as I have found out, is that when he's determined to do anything, and determination comes from the heart, nothing stops him. God himself acknowledged it in the story of the Tower of Babel. He said they have set their heart to do it and nothing will stop them. Why? Because they have set their heart to do it. I'm not preaching faith. I am preaching what actually is the essence of living. It is your thought. When the Bible says, without vision, the people perish. Without vision, the people perish. The vision there is not the vision that Daniel prophets here they have seen this morning. Yeah, you can use it and apply that, but in the context of that, you know, I go deeper than that. It actually means when there is no foresight, when there is no ambition, when there is no goals set, if you don't have a goal you have set for yourself, how will you walk to achieve it. That is the vision. The future already seen in your heart, then you walk towards achieving it. Before anything is produced, before anything is manufactured, including telephone, furniture, whatever it is, it first comes into your mind. The picture is first formed. Then you begin to put the things together. That is what our brother Cosmos one time two years back was telling us about being productive. He says, he speaks about brainchild. Who remember that? The brainchild. Why is it called the brainchild? It was conceived in the brain and then produced. So that product that is delivered after it was conceived in the brain. The brain child. And I believe it. That is the major problem that a lot of people have. That limits your progress. Limit as a man thinketh, so is he. So what are you thinking about? I give you some examples. Moses had a promise of God to go and take the people to the promised land. And he decided to send how many elders? How many elders did he send? 12 of them, correct? 12 of them. And they all went, the 12 of them went there. Let's read it. It's in the book of Numbers, chapter 13. Because exactly what happened there is what is happening to many of us. Now, I'll read Numbers, chapter 13. Moses sent 12 of his people. Amen. And they went and they looked at the promised land, one from every tribe. That's why they are 12. And verse 25. From verse 25 now. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel to the wilderness of Paran of Kadesh, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land, evidence. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, that is giants. The Amalekites dwelled in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan and Caleb. Did you notice what that report was doing? That report was trying to weaken the faith of the people. It was building a picture of impossibility in the minds of those who were hearing. And Caleb, one of the 12 that went, still the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. For we are well able to overcome it. You see his thoughts? But the man that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have got to search it. It's a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. See the color report. But people are living there. You are saying the land is eating them up. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature, giants. And here we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as what? As what? As grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. So, will that person ever enter the promised land? Who believes that he cannot make it, even though God himself has given the land to them? And we saw what happened, chapter 14, verse 20. Moses began to cry because God was angry. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, Moses. But as truly as I live, listen, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit in him, and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it. And if you read it on and on, you know what happened to all of them. They didn't enter the promised land. Only Joshua and Caleb, because they had a different disposition. Somebody here, do you know why God gets angry at his children that exhibit these two traits? One, fear. Another one, murmury. It's because anytime you confront a situation, or a situation come before you and you get afraid, what you are actually saying is that that situation cannot be handled by God. You are belittling him. When you begin to murmur and grumble and murmur and murmur and murmur and complain, the only person that murmurs and complains is one who does not have an appreciating heart. And each time you approach God like that, you make God step, not only step aside from you, but you make him to strike you. Because you are actually walking on his dignity. You are belittling his dignity, his power, his majesty, his ability. So God gets angry. When a child, that's why Jesus told us to have this childlike faith. When a child is confronted with problems, he runs to, who does he run to? It's to his father. He does not care. As far as he's concerned, his father can solve all his problems. And that is how we are supposed to approach God. Each time you crumble like that, and you profess the Christian faith, you are truly an unbeliever. And God does not work with unbelievers. He can't achieve anything with you. And we have another instance again. I think that is in 2 Kings chapter 7. Now in 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 1. Hunger everywhere. A time of famine. Everywhere. And in chapter 7 of 2 Kings, where everything, in fact, it was a very horrible period in Israel, if you ever read the history. No going in, no coming out. All the food finished, nothing more. Praise the Lord. He said, then Elisha said, I'm reading from verse 1, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow. He didn't say next month. He didn't say next year. He said tomorrow. Somebody shout tomorrow. Say my oil is tomorrow. That is, you will sleep and wake up. And your situation will change. How many people believe it? Amen. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Something that may be used to cost $400 naira to $1, and then prophecy is coming out tomorrow. Dollar will cost $1, will buy $2 by this time tomorrow. But it is not said the Lord how it will happen. Don't bother how it will happen. Then see one useless man in verse 2. Then a lord, a very big man, influential man, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God, Elisha, and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, Elisha replied him, oh, glory be to God. Elisha replied him, and he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but shall not eat thereof. I tell you, thus said the Lord, you are doubting. You have looked at the situations around and it is impossible. And you are a man of influence. Thus said the Lord, to bring hope to the people. And somebody is coming to weaken them. And quickly, the same word came out again. You will see it with your eyes, but you will not touch it. You will not eat thereof. Verse 3, the miracle began. And there were 4 leprous men at the entry in of the gate. Hey, Jesus. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Leprous people. People will get complete hand. They don't get food to chop. So imagine they, leprous people, who are even isolated from human beings. They began to talk. See now, it is from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If we say, we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. And we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall into the hosts of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. After all, both sides now die. If we stay, now die. If we go, now die. So wait, go. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. That same day, and when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore, they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. Oh, glory be to God. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried them silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried them also and went and hid it. Then they say one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents as they were. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night, and said unto his servant, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry, therefore are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city. Even the king was doubting. And one of the servants answered and said, let's not take, I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed. And let us send and see. They took therefore 2 chariot horses. And the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, go and see. And they went after them unto Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. What he say he will do, that is why you are called Jehovah. Finally, verse 17. And the king appointed the Lord, that very man that was speaking that time, on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. And as the man of God has said, who spake when the king came down to him? And it came to pass, as the man of God has spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel and 1 measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. And the Lord answered the man of God and said, now, behold, if the Lord shall make windows in heaven by such a thing be, and he said, behold, thou shalt see with thy eyes, but shall not eat thereof. And so it fell out unto him, for the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And it's worse when you think against the promise of God. It is wrong. As a man thinketh, so how are you thinking about yourself? The word of the Lord has gone forth to you by prophecy, by a dream, according to his word that's quickened to you, and you still doubt, can it be? Can it be? Once you have that type of heart, you're already walking in a pathway of failure. And there will always be people that will tell you it is not possible. There will always be people that will tell you it is not possible. Some of you here, your relation, those who are in the ministry of pulling down people in your family, they have spoken to you. I think, which day was it? And I was hearing, you will not make it. I said, you will make it. You don't have the final say over my life. I will make it. Amen. I will make it. And anytime you say, I will make it, and you think like that, God, who knows the way through the wilderness, will begin to drop ideas for you. Hallelujah. See, I can admonish you on this. You know, with too many examples that I know. Look, listen. There is a way. I know this God. I know it. I come from a polygamous family that our elder brothers, step brothers, they were making sure nobody in the family rose above them. And in those times, all of them, what is their education standard? This standard, that. All my father's daughters, immediately they grow. Finish primary school, say, go and marry. You're a woman, go and marry. But we started seeing that when they now, their own children, girls, were growing up, they were putting them in school. That was when I said, something is going on. Why your own daughter not go marry? They go school, they go university. Amen. See, hallelujah. My elder sister, they made sure she did not go to school. But she refused to accept that. It disturbed her until, because she determined in her heart, she would tell my senior brother that they took to make a house again. Be telling them, please, I want to go to school. You will tell, look, in my presence, tell them, don't you know you have grown too old now to go to school? You can't go to school again. And she cried. Then one day, somebody who came and lived in the same compound with us in the boys' quarters at that time, a graduate. In those days, there's HSC, Abby, where you were waiting to go to the university after your whatever you call it. So they sent them to secondary schools to teach. And he was living there. Before they moved, they lived temporarily in our house. Every day, he was noticing this young girl that was working elsewhere. Now he go cook, now he go wash, now he go do everything. Complete house girl. School, you know, could not write the APC section, you know. They left, I went to the university, and he finished his university 3 years after. And came down to that same house and told my elder brother that he's interested in that girl. I remember I told her, I said, she don't go to school, she's an illiterate. He said, I love her, I want to marry her. And then, I can imagine that after he married her, she must have been still determining, I want to go to school. Then Satan, he became her teacher in the house. I am telling you, and she studied at the home. I'm telling you, somebody who read up to her master's degree and had about 6 or 7 children for the man and had a degree and was in the Ministry of Education of Kaduna State. She has just retired. Praise the Lord. As the head teacher of one of the biggest primary schools there. Now, listen, because although she didn't go to school, she was determined. As you think it in your heart, there's something about the thought. The thought. One thing is this, if other people are making it, then why can't I make it in that area? That is it. And the fact that you crash does not mean you crash. Look. The righteous fallen how many times? How many times? 7 times. You know how many you don't fall? But you will surely rise again. One thing I have known about the power of the mind is no witch can stop a determined heart. When God himself said he could not stop them, unless he scatter and confound them. That's what I want you to note. And people who think like that don't give up. We have our president here. How many times did he contest? Three times. Did he not make it? And many more examples we have. What of our brother Cosmos Maduka? Is he not counting his money in billions today? His investments everywhere. And yet he didn't go to school. And yet he said, lesson teacher for his children, and then they teach the children, then they teach, and the children were even in a higher class than him. So why are you limiting yourself? It is your thinking. Nothing more than that. It is your thoughts. It is just your thoughts. It's just your thoughts. There's nothing they didn't do to stop me from going forward. I'm speaking within even the family. And if I failed. I even got, went myself, got admission into the military school. I mean, form. What do you call it? Admission form. I brought it to them, thinking I'm talking, dealing with the human beings. My own elder brothers, the step brothers, who were in charge of the family, my father was old. They took it and hid it. And when I came, they called my brother yesterday, sir. Travel from Zaria in those days. No road, nothing. Gongoro. They brought with to chase me out. Which school? And told me, because I misbehaved in one other school, they dragged me come out. I was very stubborn. They said, government can never, your name is everywhere in every school. You can never go to school again. Go home and join Papa in the farm. Me. As a man thinking, I said, me. Me. He remained 2 days for the form to expire that year. And I said, me, I must enter the military school. And it's a highly competitive school. But I knew I can make it. If others are there, they will be there. My vision is to be a soldier. And I set my heart there. I was already seeing myself in uniform. And they are there to frustrate me. I will never forget this. My elder brother was the chairman of the National Union of Road Transport Union. So, and they were more organized that time than even now. There were not as many vehicles as it is now. Which motor will I enter that he will not know? To go back to Zaria from Akwanga. My mother went and borrowed money for me to enter bus. When she noticed 2 days I refused to eat. Just thinking. She asked me, what will you do? I said, I want to go back to Zaria. I don't know where she went and brought £2. It's pounds that I were using. £2 I gave me. And then I waited in the night. This Gongoro that carried this cup. I approached one. Sat down inside Gongoro. Tossed. If you see me, you think I am masculine. When eventually I reached Zaria in the early morning hours and went straight to the school. And that is the closing date. And I stood there like that. And the corporal from the admin office there saw somebody who said, he said, you come here, what are you doing there? I said, I have come to collect form. He said, form today. Closing day for submission is today, not even collection. I said, yes. I collected one. It is missing. That's why I came now. I'm just coming. Short does it so. He went inside and brought a form. Praise God. I say, once you have it, God will make a way. That's what I'm trying to let you know. That's the story. That's the story I'm trying to let you know. And then we sat down in one corner and said, feel like this. Oh yeah, feel it. I feel it. We are your last school headmaster is supposed to sign, which was the reason why I went to the town there, back to my village. He said, you know, you can't reach there. He collected the Bible and signed like my. Somebody say, nothing can stop my progress. Say it. And then, Which address when they will be sending your exam number to you and the date for you to come and write? Which number? I say, if I write my brother's office whom I was living with Zaria, they will see them again. I wrote the address of the house. I wrote it there and I came back home. I told my brother, where is the form? I said, they collected it. So what do you do now? I said, I don't know. I still want to go to the meeting. No, say, I don't go collect from you. 2 weeks after, the postman hung the letter in our window. I took it. It was my exam number. Oh, glory be to God. Well, I must say this aspect because it affects. Now, I am going to write the exam. I wrote the exams. She was not given to me. I trekked. The distance is like from here where we are now to Oshodi, where the school was. They didn't give me transport money. I trekked to write the exam. I trekked. I came back. Some time, the result came out. I was among those that passed. 800 of us all over the country. They are going to select 120. And we are together. When I was going for the interview, my own brother said, you'll not make it. You can't pass. You will not. Can you see? You will not make it. You can't pass. That's a curse. But when your heart is determined, no curse. I said, no curse. No covenant, no demon will stop it when your heart is set on it. I remember, I cannot reply him. I remember in my heart, again, I was saying, you are not my God. At the age of 13 years, this is happening. And then, the result came out. And I am now going for interview. And as God will have it, that year they changed, 1973, they changed the calendar year to September, from January to September. And we are having the interview in August. So we cannot go and come and say, they say, wait, those who pass, if you hear your name, come this way. After 3 weeks of interview, you hear your name, come this way, you hear your name, come this way, state by state. And then I was among those that passed. They said, wait, they gave the admission letter. So, when we were going home, we went home with our admission letter. I get the room like this. My brother was drinking beer with his friends, with my bank. I passed them to go inside. He said, oh, he's coming for interview from military school. He said again, he said, he can't pass. I know he can't pass. I look up. I'm with my admission letter. They say, I can't pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then I came. I went inside. I was so angry. I said, I will not allow those visitors to go first. I told my brother, the admission letter. I came back. I said, sir, I pass. See the admission letter. The same voice said, I know you can make it. I know you are very sharp. It's not that you're too stubborn. I have always known. He's very sharp, very sharp, very sharp. Somebody here, that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. They say you cannot make it, but I say you will make it. Tell yourself, I will make it. 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 Not, I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I don't need them this time. They don't pay school fees. The school pays us salary every month. They feed us. Even to go home, they give us transport money. They give us warrant. Any government means of transportation, if you hold that warrant, you enter free. Anywhere you go, at the nearest military army barrack to where you live, when you go, just go, let them know you are around. You are specially protected. And then I wore my uniform. You can imagine how I go wear them. Hey, I entered my father's house. He was looking at me and said, who are you? I said, I'm me now. He said, you who? I tell him, you be soldier. I say, Papa, I be soldier. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody here, before the end of this year, you will go to your town. You will go to the king and you will tell the king, I need a piece of land. I want to build a school for this community. He will say, who are you? He said, I am who you used to think me to be. I am no more. This is who I am. There shall be identity change in the name of Jesus Christ. How are you thinking of yourself? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When this church started, when we were just 10, 20 of us, enter message churches everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. If there are many, they reach 100. If there be 100 members, the pastor and a big man, you're going to see the worker. I told them that my own church in Lagos here, 20,000 minimum. I said, I don't believe in that, your little flock. I said, my church will be 20,000 minimum. Anytime at all, I said, 20,000. Can't you see as a man thinketh? Can't you see? In fact, this place is too small. This is very temporary. This place is a temporary worship place. You are listening to me now. I said this place is a temporary worship place. Because this way cannot take 20,000 people. Eh? Today, this is the biggest enter-message church. Maybe even in Africa. Of course, if it is in Africa, then it's in the whole world. Enter-message church. So I'm telling you, as a man thinking in his heart, then a pastor who we are together in those days, he started his own 2 years before this one started. He even wrote it in a book, Yabi Me. How many were in Brother Abraham's church? How many were in Brother Jackson's church? How many are these? He said he wants to have 20,000. He has ambition. In the message, I met him. I say, with your eye, you will see. That time, we never read 200 members. I say, with your eyes, you will see. Praise the Lord. And they are seeing now. As a man thinketh in his heart. Hallelujah. Sister, don't say you are from a poor family, therefore you marry a poor man. No, you will marry who you desire in your heart to marry. Oh yes, that is it. That's the truth. You will marry who you desire in your heart to marry. I told you, I said, my wife said that she hated where they grew up in Ajegunle. And she said, throughout, she said, number one, she, her own people from her place, he said, they are too local, their mentality, she no fit flow with such people. So anybody from her village, well, one can say, we can't give this. No one. She said that her husband will be a man she will marry, will live in a duplex. He said her husband will be this, will be that, will be this, where she will marry. And of course, when I married her, I was living in a duplex. Exactly as she proposed, exactly as she determined in her heart, because that also defined the type of relationship, the type of people she will relate with. The way you think in your heart determines the type of people you relate with. Your heart is so set in a thing that you don't want anything that will take your mind away from it. Anybody you associate with and it's negative, 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 you get out from that place. You leave that place. Watch all those who are football stars today that are earning millions every week in dollars. Listen to their history. They try to stop them, but they were unstoppable. Listen to everyone that is making it today. They have tried look at, they will always tell you, see their background. Jonathan, President Jonathan, you had his history. All of them, one by one, you had their story. All of them, it is because they have set their mind. It's not just what you say. It is what is in your heart. Because it is a different tool to say after me, today I will make it. But in your heart, it's not anchored there. But when it is anchored in your heart, there is something that the human being make up that brings the hand of God. See, this is how you have determined to do it, to be, and it is positive. He himself will begin to make way for you. I said, not even prison yet. I read in a newspaper, and I even saw the man when we went to Kirikiri prison, that he is there serving life imprisonment. But in there, he got his first degree. In there, he finished his master's. In there, he's now pursuing his doctorate degree. Inside prison yard. And now it is catching the attention because it was put in the newspaper. When they went for their matriculation or something like that. It was in the newspaper. Now, the attention of the government is now on him so that they will use him as an example. If while they are in the prison, whatever offense he has committed, now that he has read, he made good use, the man was determined, I will make it, even though I know I cannot be in this prison forever. They are not thinking of releasing him and employing him. Praise the Lord. Inside prison yard, life imprisonment. While some are relaxed there, doing homosexualism there, doing all manner of nonsense there, selling Igbo there, they say, well, this is my Lord. This is what God has determined. Praise God. As he thinketh in his heart. From today, think positive. Think breakthrough. Don't inferiority complex is terrible. It's terrible. Your potentials are buried by that complex. Where I come from, if trouble come now, who will come bail me out? You know where I come from. My papa, my no, papa, I don't get my mom. Make I just manage my life like this. I beg. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. I pull you out of inferiority complex. I pull you out of negativity. I pull you out of negative thought. In the name of Jesus.